This is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Greek lawmakers to vote on bailout. The Greek government defended its new bailout program before the country's parliament ahead of a vote expected today on a bill to approve a $93 billion bailout package from the European Union. Lawmakers considered the bill in an acrimonious parliamentary debate on Thursday. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras urged the parliament to approve the deal agreed on this week with the international creditors, the European Central Bank, European Commission, and International Monetary Fund. The deal imposes harsh new spending cuts and tax increases in exchange for new loans. Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri appears to have pledged the group's loyalty to the new leader of the Afghan Taliban, a move that could strengthen both terror organizations as they fend off challenges from Islamic State. In a 10-minute recording that surfaced on the Internet Thursday, Zawahiri backs Mullah Akhtar Mohammed Mansour amid infighting over the successor to the Taliban's deceased supreme commander, Mullah Mohammed Omar. U.S. counterterrorism officials are studying the message, but say there is no reason to believe it is not authentic. Iraqi officials say a powerful truck bomb tore through a Shiite neighborhood of Baghdad Thursday, killing at least 67 people. Dozens more were wounded when the truck packed with explosives was detonated at a crowded market in Sadr City. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. Nigeria's president ordered the military to defeat the Boko Haram insurgency within 3 months. President Muhammadu Buhari spoke in Abuja Thursday while swearing in 4 new military chiefs in an effort to re-energize the fight against Boko Haram. The militants have killed close to 1,000 Nigerians in raids and suicide attacks since Mr. Buhari was inaugurated. At least 50 people are dead from a series of enormous explosions at a hazardous materials warehouse in the northeastern Chinese port city of Tianjin. Chinese state media say 700 people were injured in the Wednesday blasts. Xinhua reports most of the casualties were migrant workers who lived in nearby residential communities. It is not known what caused the explosions. China slightly raised the value of its currency, ending 3 consecutive days of devaluation that had triggered concerns of an international currency war and raised fresh questions about the health of the world's second-largest economy. The move comes after the central bank on Thursday attempted to ease concerns about the currency following 3 straight days of devaluation that had seen the yuan fall more than 3%. Myanmar's President Thein Sein carried out a purge of the country's ruling party leadership Thursday. VOA's Steve Herman has details on the political shakeup.
In a surprise move characterized as part of a power struggle in Myanmar, the chairman of the Union Solidarity and Development Party, Shwe Mon, has been removed. The announcement, read by Central Executive Committee Secretary Meng Meng Tay, says it was too much of a burden for Shwe Mon to be both party leader and a parliamentary speaker. The longtime politician had indicated in the past that he would be a candidate for president this year. An independent political commentator, Yan Myo Tain, tells VOA all of the party leaders who have been ousted were reform-minded. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
The head of the World Health Organization says the Ebola outbreak in West Africa could end this year. Dr. Margaret Chan told the UN Security Council that surveillance and response have greatly improved.
If the current intensity of case detection and contact tracing is sustained, the virus can be soundly defeated by the end of this year. That means going to zero and staying at zero.
Dr. Chan says the 3 most affected countries, Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone, have made huge progress. New cases in Liberia have stopped. Guinea and Sierra Leone reported a total of just 3 cases during the past 2 weeks. The U.S. flag will be raised today in Cuba. For the first time since 1961, Cuba and the United States have diplomatic relations, and Secretary of State John Kerry will raise the flag over the U.S. Embassy in Havana. And Secretary of State Kerry expressed grave concern to his Russian counterpart over a sharp rise in separatist attacks in eastern Ukraine. In a telephone conversation with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, Secretary Kerry urged an immediate ceasefire and called for full implementation of the ceasefire agreement reached in Belarus earlier this year. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
quiet. Let's keep it moving. Keep it moving. The best music now.
I'm at a payphone trying to call home. All of my change I spent on you. Where have the times gone? Maybe it's all wrong. Where are the plans we made for two? Yeah, I know it's hard to remember the people we used to be. It's even harder to picture that you're not here next to me. You say it's too late to make it, but is it too late to try? And in that time that you wasted, all of our bridges burned out. I've wasted my nights. You turned out the lights. Now I'm paralyzed, still stuck in that time when we called it love. But even the sun sets in paradise. I'm at a place.
Love songs, but I tell you, can Adam Levine and Maroon 5 write a love song or what? I am the Lady DJ. Welcome to another hour of VOA 1. Ariana Grande and Beyonce, they're coming up, plus the latest from 5 Seconds of Summer. Here is Selena Gomez making it good for you. Oh, on the hits.
I'm not 14 carats. I'm 14 carats. Door it up like my eyes. Now you say I got a touch. So good, so good. Making me feel wanna leave. So don't, so don't. Gonna wear that dress you like, skin tight. Do my hair up real nice. And syncopate my skin to your heart beating. Cause I just wanna look. Let me show you how proud I am to be yours. Leave this job.
I got. like I can.
Just can't.
is the latest from Jason Derulo. It's called Cheyenne on VOA1. Still releasing great music. I like that one. Do you? At VOA Lady DJ, thumbs up, thumbs down. I'll take an eh, too. This is a definite thumbs up. It's Nico and Vince on the one. Katy Perry on VOA1. So I read recently that she is in the studio working on Christmas music. Apparently August is the time that folks start working on their Christmas albums. So I don't know if this is going to be a full project for her, or maybe just a single. I guess we'll have to wait till December to see. I am the Lady DJ. Stick around. More great music coming up on VOA1, The Hits.
Certified quality, quality. So that the girl I'm needing, I cry for every day without apology. Without apology. But the right way, that's my policy. Shun the ball alongside Beyonce. Now you'd want to say this. A dirty, yeah. Dirty, yeah.
Breathe, yo, yo. Stay on my fantasy.
Give me the think they're ready for really get to live. Tell me all about the things where you can fantasize. I know you dig the women, step the women, make me stride. Follow your feeling, baby girl, because they cannot be denied. Come to me in of the night, I make her get it amplified. But if you run the ship, man, I go slip, man, I go slide. In other words, the love, I got to give it certified. For give it the toughest, let's get started for mine, girl.
In Love album. That was her debut solo project. So word on the tweets is that Will Smith is bringing back the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Hello. Now, of course, Will is far too old to reprise his role, and there's no word who will be playing the Fresh Prince. This is all very early in the development, but there have been some speculation, some talking, some tweeting that his son, Jaden, may take the role of the Fresh Prince. I'd love to see that. Speaking of things I love, Ariana Grande, Love Me Harder, next on The Hits.
Tell me something I need to know, then take my breath and never let it go. If you just let me invade your space, I'll take the pleasure, take it with the pain. And if in the moment I bite my lip, baby, in that moment you'll know this is something bigger than I
We're a thousand miles from comfort. We have traveled land and sea. But as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be.
And Jess Glynn on VOA1, the latest from the Australian punk pop band 5 Seconds of Summer. She's kind of hot on the one.
My girlfriend bitching because I always sleep in. She's always screaming when she's calling her friends. She's kind of hot though. Yeah, she's kind of hot though.
Just a itty bitty little bit hot.
My shrink is telling me I got crazy dreams.
Yeah.
Stefani and Eve on VOA1 with Rich Girl. Of course, Gwen Stefani working on the show The Voice. You will not believe who will be joining her next season. I've got the details coming up next hour, but right now I got to give you some Tegan and Sarah on the one.